The word of God given to us today is Acts 17, verses 22 to 25. Allow me to read the text. Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "People of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' Now what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life, breath, and everything else." Amen.
아고라에서 바울과 논쟁을 벌이던 아테네의 철학자들은 바울이 주장하는
The philosophers of Agora who had been debating with Paul took Paul to Areopagus in order to hear more about Jesus and the resurrection. Although they considered Jesus' resurrection as something preposterous which could not be explained by their logic or reason, because it was something totally new to them, they acted in this way as they were driven by their curiosity and vanity. While standing at the highest point of Areopagus, Paul began his sermon by mentioning the unknown God in Athens. In order to show his gratitude to the gods who had saved Athens from an epidemic in the 6th century BC, Epimenides made an offering to all gods in Athens. And being afraid of the calamity that could result from not making an offering to a god he was unaware of because of his ignorance, he built an altar for an unknown god and made an offering of a white sheep and a black sheep. Years later, when Paul of today's text visited Athens, people were still making offerings on that same altar. Paul declared to the philosophers of Areopagus that he would proclaim to you that which you worship as something unknown, or in other words, the unknown God whom you worship. Verse 24, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by hands." There are many gods in Greek mythology, and 2,000 years ago when Paul visited Athens, it was said that throughout Athens there were 30,000 small and large idols of gods. They were all based on stories created by men, or idols formed by men's hands. However, the God that Paul talked about is the creator of the universe and all things in it. He is not one of the 30,000 false gods created by man, but is the only God who created man and the stones, metals, and wood that man used to make the idols. Paul referred to God by declaring him to be the creator of heaven and earth. The Greek word kurios, which is translated into our language as the Lord, means, as we all know, master. Paul Paul declared that the God unknown to the people of Athens, or the God that they could not know, is the God who created the universe and everything in it, and is the Lord of heaven and earth.
하나님이 천지의 주인이시라는 것은
The fact that God is the Lord of heaven and earth means that He is both the owner and ruler of all things of this world. If I cannot use or dispose of my pen which is in my pocket, then I am not its master, even if it remains in my pocket. But if I am the owner of the pen that is in my pocket, I can take it with me anywhere, use it whenever I want, and also dispose of it according to my will. Because God created all things, only God is the true owner of all things, and only God is both the owner and ruler of all things. Thus Paul's declaration meant that the gods created by the people of Athens, no matter how many, could not be the Lord of heaven and earth. Paul continued to declare that God does not live in a temple built by hands. Is this not true? How could God, who is larger than the universe and all things He created, remain confined within a temple built by hands? From Areopagus, by looking upward in an east-southerly direction, one can see Acropolis. And what is considered to be the entrance of Acropolis is Propylaea Temple. The Athena Nike Temple stands to the right, and behind that, the enormous Parthenon Temple, which measures 69 meter by 30 meter at its base. And in the back, a little to the left, are the altar of Athena and Erechtheion Temple. The grandeur and splendor of Acropolis, where all these temples stood, more than overwhelmed the people who visited this place. Most people of that age would have been intimidated just by the appearance of Acropolis. But Paul, instead of being overwhelmed, declared at Areopagus, from which the magnificent Acropolis could be seen, that God, who is Lord of the heavens and earth, cannot be confined within the walls of a structure built by man. That is because no matter how enormous the Parthenon temple may be, before God, who is larger than the universe, it is smaller than a speck of dust. Let us all now try to visualize today's text in our minds. On the hills of Athens is Areopagus, a rocky area. And sitting at the top of Areopagus are the philosophers of Athens, with Paul standing in front of them.
Areopagus
위쪽으로는 In the background, up the hill to the right, is the overwhelming view of Acropolis with the Parthenon and other temples. And to the left, below Areopagus, stands Agora and various other temples. There is even a temple for blacksmiths and a temple for gamblers. Inside the temple and the homes and on the roads, there are more than 30,000 idols of gods. Paul, standing before the philosophers in Areopagus, while pointing with one hand to the temples of Acropolis and pointing with the other to the temples in Athens below Areopagus, confidently declared that God, who created the universe and all things, God who is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in a temple built with the hands of man. Is this not the image of someone who is truly free? Jesus said the following in John 8, verse 32. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Truth is eternal, and eternity is a character held only by God. The truth referred to by Jesus in the text is God. By knowing God and forming the right relationship with Him, one can experience freedom from all things of this world. Compared to Paul, who was a traveling missionary, the people of Athens were all economically better off. Needless to say, their appearance must have been much superior to that of Paul. However, they were foolish people who lived entrapped by the gods and idols they themselves created. Compared to these people, although Paul, a traveling missionary, they have taken on a very shabby appearance. He was a truly free man who could not be overwhelmed or fettered by anything of this world. At the time, Paul was waiting for the arrival of his fellow workers Silas and Timothy from Berea. Until that time, Paul was the only Christian in Athens. In other words, although Athens had a large population, there was only one man who was truly free. Solomon, who built the Temple of Jerusalem, lived 1,000 years before Paul. In order to build the Temple of Jerusalem, Solomon required the use of the best materials, including Lebanon cedar, and more than 30,000 soldiers were mobilized to cut down cedar trees for this purpose. Also, 80,000 quarrymen were mobilized to secure the necessary stones, and more than 70,000 laborers worked at the building site. 기술자들과 인부들을 감독하는 There were also more than 3,300 supervisors who oversaw the work done by the laborers and technicians. In all, more than 183,300 men were mobilized for the building of the temple. In this way, a great many supervisors, laborers, and technicians worked for more than 7 years to build this famous temple known as the Temple of Jerusalem. But upon completing its construction, Solomon prayed as follows while making an offering to God. 1 Kings 8 verse 27 But will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built? Solomon knew Solomon, who had built the great temple of Jerusalem, knew very well. He knew very well that God, who is larger than the universe, God, who is the Lord of heaven and earth, God, who is omnipresent, God, whom not even the heavens can contain, would not dwell in the temple that he had built. Despite this, Solomon devoted much effort to the building of the Temple of Jerusalem, not because he mistakenly believed that God would dwell in that place. But he built it in hope that through worshiping God in the temple, the people of Israel would walk with God outside the temple in their daily lives. Solomon, who had used a great amount of resources to build the temple of Jerusalem for God and the people of Israel, Nevertheless, did not allow it to overwhelm his life. And by allowing himself to be attached only to God, he was able to become a truly free man. The age of the New Testament began 1,000 years after that time. The first martyr of the New Testament was not one of the apostles, a direct disciple of Jesus, but was Stephen of the Jerusalem church. The Jews of Jerusalem stoned Stephen to death. The alleged crime was blasphemy through his sermon. The main message in Stephen's sermon found in chapter 7 of Acts is that God does not dwell within the walls of the Temple of Jerusalem. God was with Abraham when Abraham was in Haran. God was with Joseph when Joseph was sold into slavery in Egypt. And God was with Moses when Moses escaped to the plains of Midian. That is, Stephen preached about God, who is omnipresent. But even though what Stephen preached was only too obvious, the Jews of Jerusalem stoned him to death for blasphemy. How could something so preposterous have happened?
Solomon이 예루살렘 성전을 하나님께 봉헌한 뒤에
As time went by after Solomon built the Temple of Jerusalem, the Jews began to treat the Temple of Jerusalem and God as if they were the same. In this way, God, who is larger than the universe, became confined within the Temple of Jerusalem. As a result, their lives within the temple where they believe God existed and their lives outside the temple could therefore not be the same. But the God who the Jews had confined within the Temple of Jerusalem was not actually God, the Creator and Lord of heaven and earth. The God they had confined in the Temple of Jerusalem was merely an idol of a God whom their hearts had created. And the more they considered the temple and God to be the same, their lives, which became fettered by a structure which they could see, began to further drift away from God, who they could not see. Stephen, who understood this and remained attached only to God, was truly a free man. But the Jews who heard Stephen's sermon, instead of reflecting on their wrongdoings, stoned Stephen to death in order to protect the temple of Jerusalem. Thus these unfree men who were fettered by this world ended up killing a free man who had found freedom within truth.
할아버지 아브라함과 아버지
Jacob, who received the faith of Abraham, his grandfather, and the faith of Isaac, his father, is the ancestor of faith of the Jewish people. Jacob, who had a twin brother named Esau, deceived Isaac and stole the blessing for the firstborn, and thus became Esau's enemy. In order to escape from his brother, who was trying to kill him, Jacob, guided by his mother Rebecca, had no choice but to flee to the home of his mother's relatives. As night came upon Jacob as he was walking in the region of Luz, Jacob put a stone under his head and slept in the wild plain. For someone who had led a comfortable life with his parents, it was a very gloomy night. But that very night, while Jacob was sleeping in the wild plain, Jacob met God in a dream during his sleep. Chapter 28 of Genesis recounts this event. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it." He was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had placed under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He called that place Bethel, though the city used to be called Luz. As soon as Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it." Once Jacob realized that the omnipresent God, the creator and Lord of the universe and all things, was with Jacob, who was alone in a vast wilderness, his situation took on a different meaning. He referred to this vast wilderness, the house of God, and the gate of heaven, and named it Bethel. Bethel in Hebrew also means the house of God. Of course, there was not a single structure or door in that vast plain. Nevertheless, Jacob called it the house of God and the gate of heaven. Because God was there, the plain was the house of God, who is larger than the universe, and the gate to the house of God. From then on, wherever Jacob went, he was living in the house of God, who is the Lord of heaven and earth. The Jews were the descendants of Jacob. They called God the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Israel, which means the community of the Jewish people, was Jacob's new name. Thus, although Jacob assumed an important position in Jewish religious life, the Jews did not inherit the spirit and meaning of Jacob's Bethel and house of God. As a result, while trying to confine God, the Lord of heaven and earth, who is bigger than the universe, within the walls of the Temple of Jerusalem, they committed the foolish and ignorant act of stoning Stephen to death for pointing out their error. Paul, who knew this,
고린도전서 3장 16절입니다. 너희가 하나님의
성전인 것과
하나님의 성령이 너희 안에 거하시는 것을 알지
Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? 1 Corinthians 6:19 Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God?
인간이 손으로 만든 건축물은 더 이상 하나님의 성전이 아니었습니다.
For Paul, no structure built by hand could be the house of God or the temple of God. Unlike a building which we can see with our eyes, a person in whom the Trinity God resides is the house of God and the temple of God. That is because God is the Lord of heaven and earth and the kingdom of God.
포도원 품꾼들은 천국에 대한
Matthew 20 contains Jesus' parable of the workers in the vineyard. The parable begins as follows. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard.
많은 그리스도인들이
Most people who read this verse think that the kingdom of heaven has been compared to a vineyard, or in other words, a certain limited space. However, that is not what Jesus said. Let's look at the text again. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard.
같으니 예수님께서는 포도원을 포도원 주인인 집주인 바로
In the parable, Jesus treats the kingdom of heaven and the landowner of the vineyard as one and the same. The kingdom of heaven is not a certain limited space symbolized by the vineyard, as often misunderstood, but is the landlord who is, in other words, God, the Lord of heaven and earth. God is the kingdom of heaven. Wherever God exists is the kingdom of heaven. More accurately stated, if a person serves God, who is the Lord of heaven and earth, the place where he stands in his everyday life will become the kingdom of heaven.
하나님의 나라로 일구어집니다. 그러므로
In this way, Bethel, the house of God, which Jacob named, means that this place is the kingdom of heaven.
하나님의 나라라는 의미와도 같았습니다.
It is because this desolate plain belongs to God, the Lord of heaven and earth.
이 모든 사실을 아는 바울이었기에
Because Paul knew all of this,
성전이 아니라 하나님을 모시고 살아가는 사람, 그 사람이 하나님의 집, 하나님의 성전이라고 선포한 것입니다. 그래서 바울은 아테네에서 거대한 신전들에 조금도 주눅
That is why Paul was not intimidated by the large structures in Athens.
천지의 주인이신 하나님은 인간이 손으로 지은 건축물 속에 절대로 갇혀 계시지 않는다고
And that is why he confidently declared that God is not confined to the walls of a temple.
하나님의 집으로 세움 받았기에 가능한 선포였습니다. 이처럼 신약 성경이 하나님을 믿는 그리스도인들을 하나님의 성전이라고 정의하고 있으므로
That is why the New Testament defines man as God's temple.
구약적인 의미의 성전이라고 더 이상 부르지 않습니다. 우리가 함께 모여 있는 이 공간은 성전이 아니라 하나님께 예배드리는 예배당입니다. 왜 우리가 주일마다 하필이면 예배당을 찾아와서 하나님께 주일 예배를 드려야 합니까? 우리에게는 하나님께서 이 예배당에만 계시기
때문에 Why do you come to church every week? Is it because God is confined to this church?
세가족 환영회에서 저는 교회는
During the new membership meetings, which is held every week, I always say that this is not a parking place, but a gas station.
그곳에서 급유를 받아 자신이 가야 할 곳으로
A person does not drive to the gas station to park his car. That person goes there to refuel and head for the next destination. He has come to the wrong place if he is looking for simply a place to park his car. This is the same reason why we come to church every week. It is not to park here forever as God is not confined to this place. But it is to spiritually refuel ourselves by worshiping together in this place so that each of us may live as God's temple during the other 6 days of the week.
우리 개개인이 하나님의 집, 하나님의 성전으로 살아가기 위함입니다. 그러나 우리가 주일 예배를 통해서 영적 급유를
Even if we spiritually refuel ourselves through our Sunday worship at church, it is not based on our merit that we are able to live in this world as God's temple.
죽을 수밖에 없는 더러운
The eyes of God, we are all sinners who can only meet death.
하나님께서 당신의 독생자이신 예수님으로 하여금
However, because Jesus died on the cross for our sins,
대신 치르게 해 주심으로
We have become children of God,
예수 그리스도 안에서
who is the Lord of heaven and earth.
주인이신 하나님의 자녀가 되어
So that we may live as God's temple by spiritually refueling ourselves and also make the place of our everyday lives become the kingdom of heaven.
나라로 일구어질 수 있게 되었습니다. 그러나 우리의 실제의 삶은 어떻습니까?
However, in reality, what is our life really like?
하나님의 자녀로 구원받았음에도
Even though we have been saved as God's children through Jesus' blood, do we not live a life distant from God's temple and the kingdom of God? As we live a life fettered by things of this world and remain without spiritual freedom,
이렇게 해서야 영적 자유인인
If we live that way, how are we any different from those who killed Stephen or Emperor Nero?
Let us
repent of our foolishness on this third week of Lent, during which we reflect on the passion of Jesus so that we may become God's temple.
회개하십시다. 천지의 주인이신 하나님께서는
God who is the Lord of heaven and earth does not live confined or locked up in anything of this world. Let us live a life in which we serve only God and remain attached only to Him.
살아가십시다. 우리 자신과 이 세상에 대한 하나님의 통치권과
Let us accept God as the owner and ruler of this world.
우리는 눈에 보이는
From that point on, we will be able to free ourselves from all the things of this world and become God's temple.
하나님의 성전으로 세움 받을 것이요. 우리가
And wherever we may be, that place will become the house of God and the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray. Although I claim to believe in God who is the Lord and creator of heaven and earth, I have tried to become the master of this world. Although God who is the Lord of heaven and earth is omnipresent, I tried to lock up God in some physical space. And even though all heaven and earth created by God is the house of God, I tried to limit the house of God to the church. Although God sacrificed His only Son on the cross in order to raise us up to be God's temple, I continue to build God's temple merely with bricks and wood. Although God's only Son Jesus died on the cross to free us from all of the things of this world, I still live a life governed by things of this world made by the hands of men.
하나님께서는 영적 급유를 위한 주유소인 목
Although God calls me to church each week so that I may spiritually refuel myself, I continue my habit of using the church only as a temporary parking space and go back to my old life. Thus, although I appear to be different from the people of Athens of today's text, I am essentially no different from them. Please forgive us as we repent of all these faults on this third week of Lent, during which time we reflect on Jesus' suffering for our salvation and His resurrection. Let us not forget that God does not live locked up in anything of this world. Let us live as true Christians who serve only God, the Creator and Lord of heaven and earth, and let us remain attached only to God. By accepting God as my ruler and the ruler of this world, let us be free men and not be governed by anything of this world, and let us become God's temple as we live within Jesus. Also, wherever we may be standing on our two feet, let that place become the house of God and the kingdom of heaven. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.